Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the gold standard for OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. It's Duster, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Since its release in 2006, Duster is the most frequently planted OSU variety. A 5-gene package leaves other varieties in the dust when it comes to leaf rust protection, and Duster is resistant to Hessian fly and powdery mildew. Duster is also resilient under BYD pressure and offers good baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Put Duster to work for you. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, live cattle futures expected to open lower once again today due to limit losses yesterday that stalled trade and left additional sell orders on the table waiting to be filled. Pressure the last couple of trading sessions has left the complex oversold on a technical and fundamental level, which may spark aggressive short covering once the bearish market momentum slows. The sharp losses the last two trading sessions in corn trade should not be overlooked, especially in feeder cattle trade. Feeder cattle attempted to rebound yesterday morning and deferred futures in reaction to the lower production costs, but until market stability can be established following the recent plummet in live cattle and feeder cattle prices, buyers are going to remain on the sidelines. Now, spillover pressure from limit down cattle trade has derailed market support in the hog complex this week. This has created pressure in nearby contracts, with October futures leading the market lower with a $2.50 loss. This took out previous long-term support levels last week, creating the potential for additional liquidation in the complex. Now, higher wheat prices as all three exchanges share in the relief bounce, but remain well inside this week's losing ranges. Lots of focus in wheat on intermarket relationships as Kansas City-Chicago spreads drop to all-time record lows. At 88 cents premium Chicago over Kansas City, the current spread's blowing the previous record low of 57 cents premium Chicago over Kansas City in 2007 out of the water. Corn prices are bouncing slightly overnight, attempting to stabilize after the two-day drubbing, which produced losses of 41 cents in December corn. During yesterday's session, December corn was able to fill a gap on daily charts from May 13th and 14th, which may make some technicians happy. Bulls are still trying to sort out the pieces from Monday's bombshell report, with the focus slowly shifting from supply to demand. Soybean prices lightly mixed overnight, attempting to close higher for the second straight session, but remaining inside yesterday's range. We're going to check all the future in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, well, August live cattle down 450, $100.55. October also limit down 450, $99.25. August feeder cattle down 667, $127.72. September down 675 at $127.20. October hogs down 250, $64.57. Kansas City wheat, September was down 8.75 yesterday, $3.83.5. December down 8.5 at $4.5. Chicago wheat, September up a quarter penny, $4.72. December was down a half at $4.75.75. September corn down 19.25, $3.66. December down 19.25, $3.76.5. December cotton up 127, $59.41. March up 115, $60.05. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.